Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Jamestown Community Chorus. The music director, B.J. Whitehouse, is back again. Welcome, B.J. Nice to see you.
Mike, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. And along with you, you brought the chief, the head honcho, the big cheese.
We just call her Madam President, if you don't mind.
Madam President, Jessica Wilson is here. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. And a new title since the last time we've seen you, I think, right?
That's right.
Right. So that comes with a very large salary, I'm sure.
Yes, it does. I moved right up.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Well, the Jamestown Community Chorus is going to be having a performance on December 12th and 13th. And we're going to find out all about that. Jessica, why don't you just give us the place, since it's new, and then we'll get to the meat of the story. But tell us who, when, and where.
Our concerts are taking place December 12th at 7:30 p.m. That's a Saturday. And Sunday, December 13th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, which is located at 41 Canonicus Avenue on the waterfront in Jamestown.
All right. So a new location. That's great. And BJ, you've been preparing for a while for this concert?
Well, I mean, choral directors are often thinking of Christmas in July, because that's right. When we have to start programming. And that's exactly when I started this program. It was an idea of having Christmas carols from Old England as well as New England. And it kind of fell together from there.
Sure. And Old England as well as New England, a lot of people may not understand, when you're trying to gather music, do you have a source you go to and you just buy it all and say, well, here's a program, or is it not quite that easy?
That'd be a great idea, but yeah. No, there isn't such a place, really. I do a lot of research, and mm-hmm. And again, this will be my 26th season with the chorus, as well as other choruses I've directed, and so I do have some background in some of those and the different genres and different eras and so forth. So what I was looking at was a chronological view. And so the chronological view of American music doesn't start until 1776. And of course, Old England predates that by some thousands of years. So it was kind of fun putting together a program of having maybe three things from England and then three things from colonial America and then a few from Dickensian England and then so forth. So it all the way up into the 21st century.
So there's lots of music. Would you say the most recent is something written within the last 50 years, or is it
the last 10 years?
Last 10 years.
Maybe even the last 7 years.
Okay.
We have a couple pieces from the 21st century by Eric Whitaker and by John Tavener, probably not, maybe 1998 or so. And Morton Lordson is definitely the mid-1990s, the one piece we're doing. But A Little Tree by Eric Whitaker was written maybe 2008.
So that's all of that is new music in the world of the music that we normally listen to. We normally think of Christmas carols being ancient for the most part and everybody knowing them, but you're going to be doing some different things. Tell us about the first song we're going to hear. What is this the way the program starts?
Exactly. What we did, the music we're going to be listening to is by a number of different organizations, different choral groups. The first one is a processional from about the 16th century called the Boar's Head Carol, and this would actually would have been sung as they brought in a boar's head on a plate to a feast, and it talks about it's bedecked with rosemary and all these different types of herbs and so forth. One of the fascinating stories was some years ago now, one of my chorus members actually brought me a smoked boar's head in one of the rehearsals. We didn't pick it apart that night or anything like that, and I can tell you that the raccoons ate well that evening, but this It is a processional. And then that of course, is going to be from Old England. And then there are other songs that will follow that come from William Billings and Colonial America.
All right. Well, let's listen to that one right now.
The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary. And I pray you, my masters, be merry, for test is in convivial.
Come, don't be there,
the rarest dish in all this land, which thus bedecked with a gay gallant, let us servir a cantico.
So listening to that music, I'm picturing the boar's head coming in the box and being presented to you, and I would think that that's probably, Jessica, that's one of the strangest stories I've heard as far as the Jamestown Community Chorus. You're not preparing one for him this year, right?
No. Don't have any plans to do that this year.
All right, well, that's good. I'm sure you have other surprises that we'll hear about.
Oh, we always do.
How many people are involved with the chorus at this point in time, roughly?
I think now we have about 55 singers. This session, we acquired a lot of new singers who tried us out and stayed.
Excellent.
And so we have quite a rounded out group now.
All right. So 55 or so. That sounds like a tough group to manage, BJ.
Not at all.
No, you keep
everybody,
them in line.
I say this all the time. First of all, community comes before chorus in our name, and we really care about the people in the chorus, and we care about singing as well as we can. There's a bunch of amateurs, and we're doing what we can, and we continue to stretch our abilities and the music that we're doing. But no, it's not difficult. And if anything, at times I'll just cut people off right in the middle of a song, and I say, can you believe that people don't come to choruses on a Monday night? Why wouldn't you want to be here? Why wouldn't you want to be with these people? And I tell anybody who's coming to join us, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, there are 55 friends you haven't met yet. And that's sort of the feeling around the chorus, that everybody gets along pretty well, and we enjoy each other's company. And for 2 hours every Monday night, we get together and do our best. And then they get together, there'll be a sectional at my house, and or sectional with somebody else's house, and so forth, and the sections get together and work. So it's social as well as musical.
Excellent. As far as rehearsals you mentioned, where does that take place normally?
Well, we've been rehearsing at the Central Baptist Church now. They are wonderful hosts for some years now. I would say at least 10 or 15 by now.
Okay. So Central Baptist Church in beautiful downtown Jamestown. All right, let's get to another piece of music. And this one has a familiar name to it, at least, Bethlehem.
That's the hymn tune. And the composer is William Billings, who by every right is America's first great composer, who composed a number of different pieces. Some of the more famous ones are going to be Chester, which is one of my favorite pieces from the Revolutionary War period. And it's named after a town, but when tyrants shake their iron rod and slavery clanks their galling chains, we fear them not. We trust in God. New England's God forever reigns. These are pretty powerful words. And Billings, you'll hear the style of almost shape note singing, even though it wasn't popular at this point. You'll hear what they call the fuguing section, which is the polyphonic section that's usually in A-B form. So the first part will be typically slow, the second part a little more lively, generally speaking.
All right, here we go.
Well, shepherds watch their flocks by night, a seated on the ground. The
BJ, let me take the opportunity to ask a question about, you mentioned this was written colonial times or revolutionary times. Where would these things have been performed? Just in churches?
Yeah, this was not for popular consumption. This is what you would have sung in a church in Boston or in Providence. Billings wrote for the church. His songs. He actually wrote a couple of secular pieces, and one of the strangest ones is I believe it was Billings wrote Terence, This Is Stupid Stuff, and it was kind of a sarcastic reaction to what somebody had complained about Billings' compositions, that they all were the same or that they all were so pedantic and plodding or whatever. Yeah. But for the most part, he would have written all the music for the church, and you would have gone into church, and this is what it would have sounded like. You would have sung these sections. You would have been very used to it and so forth. But Billings, you know, out of his music and out of that style actually arose, believe it or not, American music education.
American music education.
Lowell Mason, the father of modern music education, was a disciple or a follower of William Billings and his style.
There you go. See, you learn something every day. And Jessica, it's always interesting to have BJ as a host. I'm sure you learn a lot of things in your weekly rehearsals.
Oh, yes, we do, definitely.
He must be always coming up with little tidbits here and there about this piece of music or that, or...
Oh, yes.
Giving information, things like the style of A and B. And a lot of our audience is going, what happened to C and D?
You'd have to have a rondo to have that.
There you go. All right. No call and response there. All right. We're going to listen to one more before we take our first break. But before we do that, I just want Jessica one more time where it's going to be and when, so that people can make sure they write it down before we take our break.
Okay. Saturday, December 12th, 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 13th, 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Canonicus Avenue, right across from the ferry dock.
And if they want to get more information, there's a website, right?
Yes, we have a website, jamestownchorus.com, and we have a phone number where you can leave a message, and probably BJ himself will call you back on this phone number, 401-423-1574.
What a deal. Phone number, website, everything you want to know. And we're going to go to a break right after this next piece, and I think we'll need to, because I'm a little nervous. I just look at the script we have, and it says something about a virgin. And so I'm going to let you handle this, BJ.
I think you're probably familiar with the Christmas story, and there is a virgin involved there, Michael.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that one. And so this is another Billings piece called A Virgin Unspotted, which is a very popular text and a very popular tune which he set.
buried, put sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day. To teach us humility, all this was done. Then learn we from hence, for he cried for the shun. A manger's his cradle, who came from above. The great God of mercy, of peace and of love. Then let us be buried, put sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day. Then let us be buried, put sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day. Then presently after the shepherds did spy vast numbers of angels to stand in the sky, so merrily talking, so sweet they did sing, of glory and praise to our heavenly King. Then let us be buried, but sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day. Then let us be buried, but sorrow away. Our Savior Christ Jesus was born on this day.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Jamestown Community Chorus representatives, B.J. Whitehouse, music director, and Jessica Wilson, the president of the Jamestown Community Chorus. And we've talked a little bit about the size of the chorus, Jessica, but we didn't spend too much time, or any actually, saying what the chorus does for the community. So here's an opportunity to talk about that.
Well, the chorus does a number of things for the community besides produce two concerts a year. One of our major outreach projects is providing music CDs to the Jamestown Library, mm-hmm. which we do every year. And within the past year, BJ and the chorus spearheaded an effort to purchase a new piano for the Jamestown Recreation Center.
Wow.
Which our very fine accompanist, Janet Grant, will be playing for these upcoming concerts in December. And we are absolutely thrilled. It's a fine Kauai piano. Uh-huh. Many people contributed to the purchase price of the piano, a true community effort. And we are delighted to be able to use the piano for this event.
That'll be great. So Janet Grant will be playing on a new piano.
Absolutely. It's always been problematic. The recreation center, community center, is just that. And like, for example, it has been used for theater. It's been used for recreation programs, obviously. And having a piano withstand the rigors of community use, the stipulation was that not only did we purchase the piano, but we purchased appropriate storage facility for it and storage facilities for the recreation department itself. So there are new shelves and industrial strength shelving for the community center to use for their programs, but also the piano can be used by anybody as long as there's an adult present, basically. And we roll it out. We used it for the first time in our, I believe, a Christmas carol sing, perhaps, and then we used it at our talent show, and we'll be using it for this concert.
Well, that's a great thing for the community. That's a very nice thing to do. Let's get to the music of the program and tell us what you have next for us.
This is one of my favorite pieces. I love this piece. This is from the Shaker tradition. It was written by an African-American woman about 1841 by the name of Patsy Williamson. And I first heard it on the recording we're going to hear from the Boston Camerata, which is, again, one of my favorite groups. And it is Caller and Response, just as you had mentioned before. Just mm-hmm. like a work song, just like a sea sure. shanty. And in this case, it's all women. And it's a song about basically creating that beautiful home through our Savior. And so in this particular case, a very simple song, but very evocative. And the women are doing a beautiful job with this song.
Oh, my pretty mother's home, sweeter than the honey in the comb. Oh, my pretty mother's home, sweeter than the honey in the comb. Come,
Interesting music, and while we were listening to that, Jessica said that BJ is actually allowing you to have a little liberty with this song?
Yes, usually BJ says, do not croon, just sing the notes.
Right.
And on that Shaker song, he said, you have permission to croon in this one.
Wow, a little freedom there. Okay, you know, next thing you know, you'll be moving your arms around and...
No.
No, that's not going to happen. BJ, I noticed when you introduced this, you said an African-American woman from the mid-1800s was the composer. Doesn't that strike a little bit unusual? Were there a lot?
I'll have to defer to my ignorance on Shaker composition. My wife and I had visited Enfield, New Hampshire recently to the Shaker Museum there, and I was aware of this song. I was not aware of the level of dancing that actually took place during the services.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons they were known as Shakers,
right,
is because they shook and danced and so forth. As far as the composition, some of them are anonymous, but in this particular case, I was struck, and I don't know if it's stereotypical to consider that a call and response by an African-American woman is odd in 1841 or not, but the facts remain that,
right,
Patsy Williamson was an African-American woman. She is attributed as the composer to this piece of music and came out in 1841. So I don't know if that's odd for the Shaker tradition or not, but I do know from my visit anyway that the balance of expectation between the sexes and the Shakers was equal. And
really?
And that the women actually ran the businesses and the men would do the work, and vice versa. But there didn't seem to be, it was not a patriarchy, it was not a matriarchy. It was everybody pitched in.
Well, that sounds like a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. All right, what do we have next for music? Once in Royal David's City.
Well, now we're getting into the music that most people would recognize. This is from the Dickensian era. This is a carol that many, many people would know. This ranks right up there with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and so forth at this point. And when you hear it, I added this one because it's of all of the what you consider the really popular Oxford-type carol books songs. This one is probably one you've heard but don't know you've heard it until you hear it, and you go, oh, I know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that one.
It's an oh, yeah song.
Yeah, exactly.
Tears and
I can tell by looking at the playlist that we're getting up in the years, because suddenly this next one is being done by the Kansas City Chorale. And back in the 1700s, there wasn't any Kansas City, so...
Well, there wasn't any recording back then either, Michael, but... Yeah, this piece was a pleasant surprise. This was recommended by our accompanist, Janet Grant, and I thought she was kidding when she said it. It's called A Christmas Carol, but it's written by Charles Ives, who is a Connecticutian of the very early 20th century. And if you're familiar with Charles Ives, his music is a bit strange, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
He used to say that one of the things that influenced him as a child was standing on a street corner at a 4th of July parade when one band was coming down one street and one band was coming down the other street and hearing them at the same time in different keys, in different tempi.
And that was pleasurable for him.
And for him, he enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So when Mrs. Grant said, why don't you check this one out by Charles Ives, I kind of looked at her askance. And I said, because I don't like most of Charles Ives. I've sung quite a few pieces by him, and they're kind of difficult and a little strange.
Yeah.
And when I sat down to play it, I went, oh, this is like a real Christmas carol.
Hmm.
And so you'll hear a little bit of Ivesian rhythm in there, but the tonality is very four square and very straightforward. It's a pretty song.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, the music director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and the president of the chorus, Jessica Wilson. And Jessica, we talked earlier about a website, which is pretty easy to remember, but you also have a Facebook page, right?
We do have a Facebook page. Anybody can find it. Just Google Jamestown Community Chorus Facebook.
It'll
come right up. And we'd love to get new friends on there.
So share it. Go there.
Yes.
Click on it.
Click like a lot.
Will you be able to see it? Will you be able to see BJ's picture on the Facebook page?
Probably yes.
Yeah. Well, good. There you go. There's an incentive for thousands of people right now to be going to your Facebook page just to see BJ's picture. And speaking of Facebook and getting into the modern era, since we've taken our last break, we're getting closer to the more modern music, right?
I would say that the next three pieces are definitely of contemporary vintage. I'm cheating a little bit on the New England, Old England theme here, in that Morton Lauritsen, though he is American and probably has written some of the most popular choral music in the past 20 years, at least maybe even 30 years now, in the United States, actually lives in Washington State.
Washington State. Well, that's not real close to New England, but...
But it's, you know... I'm going to cheat on this one because his music is so beautiful. we've sung a number of his pieces. We've sung some of his Midwinter songs. We've sung his Chanson de Rose. And this one here is his setting of Omagno Mysterium, which is, you know, a great mystery, the whole idea of the virgin birth. And at one point in it, I'd like everybody to listen very carefully, because he never uses any dissonance. He never uses any discord in it. It's all very clear and beautiful harmonies. But at one point, he puts in this very strange interval. And I found this fascinating. I read this in an article, in that at that point, he was trying to reflect on how Mary must have fought following the Annunciation. Why was she chosen? Mm-hmm. And she kept these things and pondered them in her heart, kind of concept. And then there's this one interval that sounds like no other toward the end of the piece. It's kind of one of those, listen for that particular sound.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
I think we found the spot that you were talking about. It was it is very interesting that how that kind of creeps up right in the middle of that beautiful piece of music. And we have lots of music we've been listening to today. Some, I guess just about everything has been performed by different groups or different people, right? There's no consistency in the recordings we've been listening to.
Oh, not at all. I'd love to bring a recording of the community chorus, but our concert has not occurred.
Hasn't happened yet.
Exactly.
Right? So in other words, if you want to hear the Jamestown Community Chorus, you have to buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And that would be the thing to do. Can they buy them in advance, Jessica?
Yes, tickets are available in advance. Three businesses in Jamestown very kindly handle our tickets before the concert: Jamestown Hardware, Baker's Pharmacy, and The Secret Garden.
Okay.
So people can pick up physical tickets there if they want to. And they can also call the number 401-423-1574 to reserve tickets, or they can do that through our website, jamestownchorus.com.
Excellent. All right. So let's get a full house, as you've had the privilege of having before.
Many times.
Many times. So that would be a nice thing. So obviously, if we're saying that, you should probably get your tickets in advance. Make sure you don't get shut out.
Well, it's the season to be jolly, and 'tis the season of music, as we all well know. And we would like to have everybody come and visit Jamestown and come to our concerts on the 12th and 13th of December. The program is very, very holiday friendly.
Excellent. All right. None of the pieces we've been playing today are like "O Little Town of Bethlehem" or something that people normally sing along with.
There will be a sing-along.
But there will be a sing-along.
Absolutely. Okay. There's been a sing-along at every concert that I've conducted.
All right. Well, good. Well, let's get to this next piece of music you have for us.
This piece took me by surprise, absolutely. John Taverner is a modern English composer, and when I saw this piece, read about it, I was not expecting to hear what I heard. Mm-hmm. And so it is great fun to sing, but again, it's the story of, in this case, Joseph, who's a little put out about Mary's condition, and he's not quite sure how this all occurred. And it goes back to, the Renaissance. In Renaissance paintings, they used to make fun of Joseph for being a cuckold. And this is not making fun of him. This is in English, and it is a story. It's kind of a dialogue between Mary and Joseph, and he's saying, "What's going on here?" And she's saying, "Well, this is what happened."
Yeah, I'm sticking to it.
It's in my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And it's sung by one of my favorite groups, Chanticleer.
Absolutely.
Today the Virgin comes to the cave to give birth to the world eternal. Rejoice, O world, with the angels and the shepherds, give glory to the child, Alleluia. Alleluia. Joseph the bridegroom, oh Joseph the bridegroom, who not fear, God in his mercy has come down to earth, it aches flesh in my womb, for all the world to see. Rejoice, O world, with the angels and the shepherds, give glory to the child, Alleluia.
Let's get going. glory to the child. Alleluia.
Beautiful music by Chanticleer. And Jessica, we have one more opportunity to give everyone the date and place and how to get tickets.
Okay. The Jamestown Community Chorus concerts are Saturday, December 12th, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, December 13th, 3 p.m. Location is the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Canonicus Avenue in Jamestown on the waterfront, which is different from our usual location at the Central Baptist Church. So we will be at the Recreation Center. The phone number to reserve tickets is 401-423-1574. The website is jamestownchorus.com. And over to you.
All right, great. Well, we hope to see everyone there and supporting the Jamestown Community Chorus. I notice that our last piece of music, BJ, is done by the BYU Choirs. I had the privilege of singing at BYU a few years back, and their men's choir was just absolutely extraordinary. Made quite an impression upon us when we visited there.
I can imagine.
They're
in that close proximity to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh yeah,
And just the tradition of singing, I would imagine it would have been spectacular.
So this is done by the choirs, but what is the piece?
Well, Eric Whitaker is a contemporary composer and somebody who's really embraced social media, the internet, and music, and has created some really interesting pieces using all sorts of people. I mean, he's created some really interesting forward-looking initiatives for choral music. This piece is set to a poem by E.E. Cummings, Little Tree, and it's about a Christmas tree. The piano part is nothing short of spectacular. The vocal parts are a challenge. I will go with they're very challenging, and my chorus has stepped up to the plate. I would say it's probably one of the hardest pieces we've ever attempted. It is very much worth it, but the poem itself is, I mean, when we hear the opening arpeggios and so forth, we're talking about, you know, you are so beautiful because you are so little, and you have beautiful sparkling ornaments and so forth. It's kind of a silly poem, to tell you the truth, but that Mr. Whitaker took this much time to make this spectacular music is to be commended.
Excellent. All right, we will listen to just a portion of this. If you want to hear the whole piece, you have to buy the ticket and get out and support the Jamestown Community Chorus. Thank you for coming in, Jessica. Nice to see you again.
Great to be here, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you. And BJ, always great to see you.
Always great to see you, and thanks to all the folks here at WCRI.
We appreciate being just a small part of helping you get the message out and keeping the music alive. Listen to this last piece or a portion of it, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.